Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a lovely bhajan, Adoring Lord Ganesha. Yes, the beautiful, fascinating, delectable Lord Ganesha. The first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka.
So this bhajan has 5 lines in all. We will soon get familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we will discuss in detail the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka, Jaya Guha Sodara Shubha Data, Jaya He ఈశ్వరి నందన, జయవరదాయక నమోస్తుతే, జయ పర్తీశ్వర నమోస్తుతే.
Now that we know the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung. Brother Srinivasulu along with Brother Anirudh now give us a slow demonstration of the tune of the bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka, Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka, Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka, Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka, Jaya Guha Sodara Shubha Data, 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 Jaya He Ishwari Nandana, Jaya He Ishwari Nandana. Jaya He Ishwari Nandana, Jaya He Ishwari Nandana, Jaya Varadayaka Namostute, Jaya Varadayaka Namostute, Jaya Partishvara Namostute, Jaya Partishvara Namostute, Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka.
So that's the lovely bhajan, Adoring Lord Ganesha, and Brother Srinivasulu and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. This is a bhajan that used to be sung in the very early years in the Prashantinila Mandir and sung not so frequently in the current times, but it's a lovely bhajan and it's lovely to go back in time and restore some of these lovely compositions that used to reverberate in the Sai Kulwant Hall, in the Prashantinila Mandir in the yesteryears. So let's now move on and learn a little more about the composition of the bhajan. Anirudh is here with us to tell us about the raga of the bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the swaras and the technical makeup of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This simple bhajan is based on rag Kalyani in the Carnatic classical music, and we call it Yaman in the Hindustani classical music. In the bhajan, the tune of the bhajan, actually it goes more like a Carnatic fashion. So the way the Kalyani is rendered in a Carnatic manner is something which is different from the Hindustani. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. So you have something like small oscillations of one note, ma pa da. Actually, it is pa da pa da pa da pa da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni. If you hear sa ni, actually, it might sound like both are in the same note. Sa ni da sa sa ni. If you split into the note wise, yes, the ni will belong to then. But when you're saying the, when you sing the Kalyani in the Carnatic way, sa ni da pa ma ga re ga ma pa da na ta da di na 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 na. This is more Hindustani.
Yes.
Mere ga ma re ga de ra na 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 de ra. And one more thing I can say about this bhajan is it's a very bright bhajan starting on a high sa. Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka. In fact, there are only few bhajans which start on a higher plane, higher sa, and then you go to the composition with the other range of swaras. So, and even the second line, the lyrics, if you see, Jaya Guha Sodara is something which is very unique.
Yes.
And we don't have any other bhajan which has,
yes,
which adores Ganesha as brother of Subramanya, Lord Subramanya. Jaya,
yes,
Guha Sodara,
yes,
Shubhadhata. And once we do the swaras, then we will know, since it is a little Carnatic oriented bhajan, so how to sing each line and where to stand those notes, we will come to know once we do the swaras.
Okay, so let's get on with the swaras.
Yes, so the first line. Jaya Vallabha Gananayaka Sasani Nidada Papa Gama Pama Pa
Sasani Nidada Papa Gama Pama Pa
Jaya Guha Sodara Shubhadata Pa 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 Da 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 Ni Sa Ni Sa
Pa 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 Da 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 Ni Sa Ni Sa
Jaya He Ishwari Nandana. This line has more of Swami's Padyam approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, more like the Khanda Khanda Antara and, yes, all these Padyams which the Swami generally puts the standard tune, has more of this glides. So I was reminded of the glide which Swami gives generally in his Padyams. Sa 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 ni sa da ni ri sa.
Sa 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 ni sa da ni re sa.
ಜಯ ವರದಾಯಕ ನಮೋ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಸಸನಿ ನಿದದ ಪಪ ಪದನಿ ಸನಿ
ಸಸನಿ ನಿದದ ಪಪ ಪದನಿ ಸನಿ
ಜಯ ಪ್ರತೀಶ್ವರ ನಮೋ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಸಸನಿ ನಿದದ ಪಪ ಪಪ ಮಗ ಮಪ
ಸಸನಿ ನಿದದ ಪಪ ಪಪ ಮಗ ಮಪ
We have quite a bhajans in our repertoire of Sai bhajans, which are very Carnatic, isn't it?
Yes, we do have many bhajans. And in fact, when you see as Kalyani, we have bhajans like
Saishwari Amba Jagadishwari Kalyani Kanchi Puri Kamakshi
ಶೀತಲ ಚರಣಂ ಕೋಮಲ ಚರಣಂ ಮಂಜುಳ ಚರಣಂ ಮಮ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ ಗುರುದೇವಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಹೇ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ
ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೋರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಭಜನ್ಸ್ ಮೈಟ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಹಿಂದೂಸ್ತಾನಿ ಓರಿಯೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಯಮನ್ Whereas we do have some bhajans like
yes.
what we discussed before, which are little Carnatic based.
Mm.
Probably the composer is more oriented towards the Carnatic music and it just came through him, I mean from Swami
yes.
himself, but through the composer in a more Carnatic
yes.
Way.
So we'll discuss the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is simple, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2.
Lovely. After a long time, we did the Ganesha Bhajan. It was beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that brings us to the next and most important aspect of bhajan singing. We are done with the raga of the bhajan, the tune of the bhajan, the lyrics of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. And it's time to dwell on the bhava of the bhajan, the feeling with which this bhajan should be sung. So let's take the first line.
ಜಯ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಣನಾಯಕ
Here Jaya means victory be to, Vallabha means beloved. And Gananayaka, as we know, refers to Lord Ganesha as the leader of all the celestial entities. So Ganesha is Vallabha. Ganesha is the beloved of all, isn't it? From little children to the young adults to the older generations, isn't it? Little children are fascinated by his form, his baby elephant head, his big belly, his penetrating eyes, his forearms, his handsome ears, the very beautiful balanced personality. Even though he has a belly, he is so beautiful. And as we grow older, we need Ganesha. We need Ganesha with our examinations. We need Ganesha with our academics. We need Ganesha with our tests. So that's how you find Ganesha temples overflowing with children during examinations. So that's what young adults need Ganesha for. And after that, once you move on to the next stage of life, managing a family and all that, at that point in time, obstacles multiply, challenges increase, and now we need Ganesha more than ever because he is the Vignaharta. He is the one who can remove our challenges. So everyone loves Ganesha. In fact, I remember there's a very beautiful incident that Mrs. Joy Thomas narrates in her book, Life is a Challenge, Meet It. She is from the US, and many years ago, Bhagwan created a very beautiful statue of Lord Ganesha for her. There were red gemstones in that. The craftsmanship of that statue was unequaled, she says. And she says, I wasn't clear why Baba chose this particular gift for me. She thought maybe her husband has been asking Swami to relieve the knee pain of Joy Thomas, so maybe it is for that. But Baba said, I know, she doesn't like to be in the wheelchair. And then Bhagwan gave that Ganesha idol into the hands of Mrs. Joy Thomas, and Swami said, Ganapati heals all diseases, overcomes all difficulties, solves all problems, and removes all obstacles. And then Swami told her to keep this Ganesha in her bag, the bag that she carries always with her. In fact, she kept this Ganesha in that little bag and she actually wore it around her neck. So that is how Ganesha was with her all the time. And after that, she had really amazing experiences of being saved from so many instances of trouble, from so many mishaps, and that list goes on. It's a very beautiful chapter in Life is a Challenge, Meet It book. So that is what Ganesha is all about. Ganesha is someone who will convert inauspicious things into auspiciousness, and that is what is conveyed in the next line, Jaya Guha Sodara Shubhadata.
Jaya Guha Sodara Shubhadata.
So Guha refers to Lord Subramanya, one of the two sons of Lord Shiva, and Sodara means brother. Guha Sodara refers to Lord Ganesha being the elder brother of Lord Subramanya. We know the story of how Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva wanted to test their two sons, and they asked them to go around the world, and how Ganesha didn't stir from his place, and Subramanya mounted his peacock and set out, and with a lot of effort completed the trip. And Ganesha didn't do all that. He just quietly went around his parents. He circumambulated around his father and mother, and the parents declared him to be the winner. And when Mother Parvati asked Ganesha, why did he do what he did? And that is when Ganesha says, Mother, the cosmos is the combination of matter and energy, the unity of father and mother. When I go around you, I have gone around the whole world itself. Since you are the parents of the cosmos, there is no place where you two are not present. I see your omnipresence. So when I go around you, I have really gone around the cosmos. So this is the very beautiful tale that we hear of Lord Ganesha and Lord Subramanya, and it's really very interesting that this great lesson is always taught to every child in India. Everyone who is fond of Ganesha perhaps knows this tale, and in this Ganesha is teaching all mankind, and especially the children, how reverence and respect for parents is primordial. In fact, in the number of discourses that Bhagwan has given to students in the hostels, in the colleges, he always stressed on offering gratitude to parents. He always mentioned how our lives should be based on what our parents want from us, how we should always make that extra effort to make our parents happy. So celebrating the love, the care, the concern of parents and keeping them foremost in our minds is what Ganesha teaches us and teaches all children, because the one who reveres his mother will always be victorious. His life will always find fulfillment. He will always be loved by the Lord. And this is the powerful lesson that Ganesha is teaching, and that is one of the things that this line makes us to ponder upon. Jaya Guha Sodara Shubhadata. And Shubhadata, as I was mentioning earlier, means the one who can convert anything inauspicious also into auspicious. In fact, there are very beautiful instances in that book which I was mentioning, Life is a Game Played, and the chapter Ganapati, the Remover of Obstacles by Joy Thomas. She narrates one incident where after they took the Ganesha idol and they returned to California, when they reached home, they found that the car battery was dead. Well, that was not unusual, because a car, when it is left sitting a long period of time, it always needs a jump start. So that is what Mr. Ray, the husband of Joy Thomas, did. And in normal situations, the car would start, but on this day, it did not. And so he thought, perhaps the battery is dead, you know, the cell has to be changed. So he bought a new battery. And the next morning, even with the new battery, the car refused to start. And now he thought, maybe there is a problem in the charging system. So he tried it again and again, and just saw that everything is right for the battery to get charged. But every time he was trying to start the car, at every attempt, the signs were only weaker and weaker. And Mr. Ray was wondering what is happening. And seeing this, Mrs. Joy Thomas closed her eyes and went to her Ganesha again. She had experienced the power of Ganesha so many times before they reached California in that trip. Because they lost their luggage. The luggage was not coming in their flight. And Ganesha intervened and made it happen. Even in the flight, when there were two children standing in front of her and obstructing her view, Joy Thomas prayed to Ganesha, and the students just fell onto their seats as if their legs collapsed all of a sudden. So she had experienced the power of remembering Ganesha, and that's what she did on this occasion. But meanwhile, Ray had given up, and he thought probably he has to do something else to make the car start. But then, just one last time, I will try, he said, and he went back to the car. And now, when he tried, the car just sprung to life. And Ray immediately came home, and she asked Jay, did you call on Ganesha? So that is what Ganesha can do, little things to granting us buddhi, intelligence, siddhi, and ultimately nirvana. Everything Ganesha can confer on us. In fact, later on, Mr. Ray found out that the new battery that he had bought was actually defective. There was no way the car could have started that morning. So that is what Ganesha can do for us all the time, and he's happy doing it. For our every challenge in life, if we have to meet it with courage, let's hold on to Ganesha, because he is Shubhadata. He is the auspicious one. He confers only goodness and luck. So that is one way of understanding Jaya Guha Sodara Shubhadata. Let's move on to the next line.
Jaya He Ishwari Nandana.
Jaya He Ishwari Nandana. Nandana means sun. Ishwari Nandana means the son of Mother Parvati. Ishwara is Shiva, and Ishwari is the consort of Shiva. So victory to the one who is the son of Mother Parvati. In 1976, on the holy occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi, Bhagwan had come to the hostel and brought with him the esteemed Vedic scholar Brahmashri Kamavadhani Garu to perform the ritualistic worship of Lord Ganesha. The students had made a Ganesha idol, and Bhagwan personally came and sat to watch that ceremony. And as the students performed the rituals, Bhagwan casually asked, "Where is Ganesha?" And no one had any answer. And the next moment, Bhagwan waved his hand, and out came a beautiful silver statue of Lord Ganesha. And Swami placed that idol in the shrine and then asked, "How can the son be there without the mother? Mother also should be there." And Bhagwan's hand again moved in a circle, and this time he materialized a lovely statue of Mother Parvati. He handed over this statue too, and said Mother Parvati and her son should be worshipped. now with all the ritualistic tradition. So that is Lord Ganesha, the beloved son of Mother Parvati, victory to that beautiful mother-son combo. In fact, there is no relationship more sublime, more selfless, more pure and more ennobling than between a mother and the child, isn't it? We see so many forms of love in the world, but among all the worldly forms of love, the purest is the affection between the mother and the child. In fact, Lord Ganesha was created by the mother in a very extraordinary way. As she was bathing, she just took a little turmeric that she was applying on her body and she created a statue out of the turmeric and then breathed life into that turmeric imagery, and that became Ganesha. So Lord Ganesha is basically the breath of Mother Parvati, and that is what we celebrate in this line, Jaya He Ishwari Nandana. Let's move on to the next line.
Jaya Varadayaka Namostute.
Varadayaka. Vara means boon and Dayaka means one who grants. Namostute is salutations. There's a very moving incident of a young lady who prayed to Lord Ganesha in Prashantinilayam, the famous Ganesha shrine, the Ganesha temple, and how the Lord filled her life with varas, with blessings, to protect her privacy. Let's call her Gayatri. So Sister Gayatri was physically challenged as her right leg was attacked by polio when she was 3 years old, though polio had completely crippled her right leg and forced her to lead a dependent life. She never flinched, nor did she ever pray to the God to give back her leg, bearing her entire body weight on her healthy leg and supporting herself on a stick. She carried on her life courageously. Her first contact with Bhagwan was in the early 90s through Sai Bhajans, which her entire family attended in her neighborhood. And then very soon she realized that Bhagwan was none other than God in flesh and blood, and now her only desire was to come to Prashantinilayam and serve as a volunteer in the divine presence. And for her parents to fulfill this wish of their daughter was not an easy task, because her father was a small-time contractor, not earning much, and a chunk of the family income came from a two-room women's hostel that her mother ran in a part of their house, and she was the third of four daughters. So from the start she knew that if she has to stand on her own legs, if she has to be independent, she has to have good education. So she strove hard and she finally graduated with a Bachelor's of Arts degree with an astounding 80% marks. And now when she expressed her wish to go to Prashanti for Seva, her parents put together some money and sent her along with other volunteers from the Mahbub Nagar district of Andhra Pradesh in December 2006. And when she reached Prashantinilayam and when she inquired what Seva she could do, that is when she became very sad, because considering the difficulty she was facing with walking, everyone was wondering how to assign her a duty. What is the work that she can do? Because most of the work needed people to be on their feet most of the time. So they were fearing that, you know, it would be a work which will be difficult for her to cope. And when Gayatri learned this, she was extremely despondent, you know. What was painful for her, that she was not fit to serve. All she wanted was to serve the Lord. And that night she prayed to Bhagwan, poured her heart out, asking him only for this boon: Swami, please give me the chance to serve in your holy abode in Prashantinilayam. And that night in her sleep, she had a lovely dream when Bhagwan in his ochre robe stood right in front of her. Swami put his hand on Gayatri's head and Swami said, "Don't worry, I will take care of everything." And Swami gave her a red rose. In the morning, Gayatri woke up happy and full of hope and expectation. She felt the dream was such an auspicious thing, and She thought that something beautiful was definitely going to happen that day. It was still very early in the day, and so she went to Ganesha's shrine to pray. And when she went there, the priest was offering arati to Ganesha after the Nagar Sankirtan. And Gayatri stood there, lost, absorbing the tranquility of the serene morning. When the arati got over, Gayatri opened her eyes. And now from a distance, she saw that the priest was descending the steps of the temple and distributing flowers offered to Lord Ganesha to the assembled devotees. And as he was doing that, suddenly the priest turned and walked up straight to Gayatri. He picked up a red rose from a bunch of flowers in his hand and kept that flower in her palms. One look at that rose and Gayatri knew it was exactly the rose which Swami had given her in the dream. The resemblance was unmistakable. Tears rolled down her cheeks. She thanked the Lord. And that night again Bhagwan came in her dream. And it was the same reassurance. It was another red rose. It was another beautiful red letter day in her life. Yet again, after the arati, the next day, when she went to the mandir, the same scene repeated. How unbelievable is this? The priest again comes to her and gives the exact red rose as she had seen in the dream, consecutively the second night. It was as if Bhagwan was telling her, the previous day was not a coincidence. It is I who is letting you know that I am with you, in you, around you, looking after you. And from that day, the way the events unfolded in her life changed Gayatri's life forever. She went to the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital in Puttaparthi in the morning along with her uncle, because someone told her, why don't you go to the hospital and show your leg? Gayatri never before thought about it, because she thought there's nothing that can be done. She had come to serve. But this person prodded her to go to the hospital, and when she went to the hospital and the doctor saw her leg, they referred her to the super speciality hospital. And the doctors in the super speciality hospital said, we can make you stand on both your legs. You can actually walk with both your legs. And even though she had come with that pure heart to only serve, Swami ensured that she was served in his hospital. The doctors were eager to operate on Gayatri. They fixed the date of the operation, and a series of surgeries were done, and the treatment was absolutely successful. And Gayatri, in 4-5 months' time, no longer needed the stick to walk. And she says, I had never prayed to Swami to grant me the use of my leg. I had told him that I want to be able to perform seva at Prashant Nilayam. But Swami has given a new life to me. And now all she wants to do is to serve in Prashant Nilayam. This is what that desire to serve the Lord can do. The Lord will make us complete. The Lord will make us whole. And that is what Ganesha also did, isn't it? Ganesha wrote the Mahabharata as Veda Vyasa was dictating. And even as he was writing, when the pen broke, he broke his own tusk and started writing. He only wanted to serve the world with complete commitment. And when that happens, we receive complete care from the Lord. The Lord will fill us with boons that we can never even imagine. So that is what is conveyed in Jai Varadayaka Namostute. Let's move on to the last line.
Jaya Parthishvara Namostute.
Parthishvara, the Lord of Puttaparthi, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is so beautiful, isn't it? Whenever we step into Prashant Nilayam, at the entrance of Prashant Nilayam, there is Lord Ganesha sitting and receiving all the devotees who come inside. When God has taken avatar And when we go for his darshan, just imagine who is welcoming us. It is really his own son, Ganesha, welcoming us. It is natural that when we go to anybody's house, either the main person or someone who is mainly in charge of the house comes out and welcomes us. And that is what happens in Prashant and Nilayam too. Little Lord Ganesha sits there and welcomes each and every one of us, because he loves to welcome all of us to his father's abode. He wants to take us directly to his father. He is assuring us, yes, you have come to the right place. Here are my parents. Please come. Please be comfortable. If you have any problems, come to me. I will look after you. You be in peace. Enjoy being in bliss with my father, with my mother, with my divine parents. This is the heavenly abode of Prashant Nilayam, the heavenly abode of Shiva and Shakti, my beloved father and mother. That is what Ganesha is telling each one of us as we step into Prashant Nilayam. So every time we come to Prashant Nilayam, we come for the darshan of Parthishvara, let us offer our salutations and our gratitude to Lord Ganesha. Swami has kept Lord Ganesha on the northern side, in the eastern side. In fact, there is a Lord Ganesha shrine in front of every institution in Prashant Nilayam. In front of the school building, there is a huge Ganesha. In front of the school hostel, there is a nice Ganesha. In front of the senior boys hostel, there is again a lovely Ganesha. Everywhere, it is this beautiful, powerful reminder to all of us to live our lives in gratitude, to live our lives in sacrifice, and to live our lives being happy and joyful. So dear listeners, that is one way of understanding what this line conveys, and if you dwell on every line of the bhajan, there are so many beautiful ways you can connect to the Lord through the lines of this bhajan. Let us take this opportunity to sanctify our lives, to elevate our time, and to liberate ourselves from the mundane and get connected to the ultimate through every bhajan that Bhagwan has so kindly gifted all of us. Let's now move on and sing this bhajan once again along with the students in Prashant Nilayam.
Jayavallabha Gananayaka, Jayavallabha Gananayaka,
Jai Ishwari Nandana,
Jai
ಪರತೀಶ್ವರ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
ಜಯ ಪರತೀಶ್ವರ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
ಜಯ ಪರತೀಶ್ವರ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
ಜಯ ಪರತೀಶ್ವರ
us to the end of this episode. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Please feel free to send in your emails to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, merciful, beloved Bhagwan.